And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of Arianna Huffington, born in Athens, 1950, who just over 5 years ago launched the Huffington Post, a blog to which she contributes political commentary. Today it's one of the most visited sites on the web. And according to Google Analytics, the Huffington Post has 22 million unique users each month. It's the birthday of the novelist Iris Murdoch, born Dublin, 1919, studied philosophy in college and wrote in her journal, "For me, philosophical problems are the problems of my own life." Her first book was a study of Jean-Paul Sartre and existentialism, published in 1953. In the meantime, she had written five novels, which she threw away because she wasn't satisfied with them. Finally finished one in 1954. It was published as Under the Net, and it was a great success, about an Irishman's adventures in London and Paris. And it's the birthday of a man whose ideas are well known to, if not well understood by, humanities grad students around the world, the French philosopher Jacques Derrida, the founder of Deconstruction, born 80 years ago today in El Biar, Algeria, author of more than 40 notoriously dense books, including Of Grammatology, Spectres of Marx, Of Spirit, Resistances of Psychoanalysis, and The Animal That Therefore I Am. Jacques Derrida generally refused to define the word deconstruction, and when asked to do so once in an interview, he said, "It is impossible to respond. I can only do something which will leave me unsatisfied." One time in a lecture, he said, "Deconstruction, if there is such a thing, takes place as the experience of the impossible." But Terry Eagleton gave a pretty straightforward definition in his book Literary Theory. He said, "Deconstruction is the name given to the critical operation by which oppositions can be partly undermined, or by which they can be shown partly to undermine each other in the process of textual meaning." Other people have called deconstruction literature's revenge on philosophy. The critic Peter Lennon said, "Deconstruction is a theory which appears to lend itself most readily to babbling obfuscation." But it's been hugely influential at universities for the past 40 years. Jacques Derrida, who said, "There is nothing outside the text." Here's a poem for today by Rick Agron entitled "Black Umbrellas." On a rainy day in Seattle, stumble into any coffee shop and look wounded by the rain. Say, "Last time I was in, I left my black umbrella here." A waitress in a blue beret will pull a black umbrella from behind the counter and surrender it to you like a sword at your nighting. Unlike New Englanders, she'll never ask you to describe it, never ask what day you came in. She's intimate with rain and its appointments. Look positively reunited with this black umbrella and proceed to Belltown and Pike Place. Sip cappuccino at the Cowgirl Luncheonette on First Avenue. Visit Buster, selling tin salmon silhouettes, undulant in the wind, nosing ever into the oncoming, meandering, watery worlds, like you and the black umbrella, the one you will lose on purpose at the day's end, so you can go the way you came into the world, wet looking. A poem entitled "Black Umbrellas" by Rick Agron from his collection Crow Milk, published by Oyster River Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.